listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball. 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome live to the Clark County High School Gymnasium just outside Winchester. Dan Manley along with Ivan Rawls. It's the championship game of this girls' 40th district tournament tonight. Montgomery County and Clark County, it's been a great rivalry over the years, although we've had runs of wins by teams, and we got one going right now. Clark County is on, I think, a 24-game win streak. Over in this century, here in 2024, these two teams have already met a total of 73 times.
Yeah.
Clark County has won 42. Montgomery County has won 31. So really, if you eliminate the last 24 for Clark County, Montgomery County once led the series. They led the series 31-18 until some 8 years ago, and the Lady Indians haven't been able to win either.
It's been a crazy dynamic. We talked about, you know, all the really great teams that George Arthur Clark had in the 70s and the 80s, and right into the early 90s, right before then Montgomery County, the pendulum swung in their advantage, and they have been the two premier programs consistently over the last 50 years of 10th region basketball. And these programs have been the epitome of the region. Even though neither one of them have won a state title, the only state title in the region belongs to Nicholas County, but these have been the two programs. And this, in district play, that's been the same. In district play, they have been the two programs that have basically won the majority of all the district championships over the last 30 years for sure. And right now, hey, this GRC team is one of the preeminent programs in the state. The success that they've had over the last decade has been unmatched by any other team here in the 10th region. But you think about this. There's two girls for Montgomery County that have been to more district finals in the last 3 years. Because Clark County didn't make it the one year when they lost to Bishop Brossard in the semifinals, and the Lady Indians played Brossard for the championship. So it's kind of weird and unique how all these things break out. Obviously, GRC didn't get to play in the state tournament a few years ago during the COVID year because the games got canceled right before they were getting ready to take the floor later on that afternoon. So this was a year coming into this year that the GRC thought that they had a legitimate shot, and still do think they have a legitimate shot to cut down the nets at Rupp Arena. That plan got obstructed a little bit when they lost one of the top players in the nation. We're not talking about just the state, but Sierra Byers to a season-ending knee injury. So they had to go about things a little bit differently. And this is not a team that now you can look at and say, hey, they just can't be beat by very many teams in the state. There are teams that can beat them now because they don't have that one central force, but they are still a darn tough ball club that can go 8, maybe 9 deep with the way that they play. Can the Lady Indians, who have tried to survive through all the attrition through this year, can they pull off a victory here tonight and maybe in a potential fourth meeting between these two teams? I think so, but it's just a matter of time before they get that opportunity to do so. And maybe that will happen tonight. But this Montgomery County team has been a very resilient team. And I expect, nothing but the best out of them, even though the two matchups in the regular season didn't go their way.
I want to make sure I come speak to the legend.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Mayor Ed Berger stopping by. Ivan, Clark County, there are a lot of dynamics. Young kids, you don't know what's in their mind.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're thinking. I mean, this, if you look at Clark County, they lose McKeely Tabor from this team. Everybody else is back. Assuming Byers comes back.
Yeah.
They could say next year is their year. And they might be saying, hey, well, we got Sacred Heart waiting on us in the first round of the state tournament.
Still got Bethlehem waiting on us.
let's go ahead and just let's start getting ready for next year. Players don't really think like that during the game, but you never know what's in the back of a kid's mind sometimes and how those things can play in. This is a game, I think, that turns like most games when you have a clear favorite. Can Montgomery County be competitive early? Can they get into the second half and have a point in time when they think they're going to have a chance to win? This Montgomery County team is good enough to win. I think we both we watched a lot. We would agree with that, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
For Montgomery County, they've got to slow the game down in their minds, because the way this GRC team plays defense, they are going to try to come at you. They have a lot of speed and athleticism. They've got good body frames on them. They can be a little physical with you at times. It's going to take the Lady Indians tonight to play at their best. They can't make those little careless passes that we've seen at times. They cannot afford not to box out and engage players. They really have to play at their best, I feel like, in order to come here on GRC's home floor and beat them here tonight, or to beat them in a possible fourth matchup in region play next week if both of those teams were to matriculate all the way to a championship game next week. It's about execution now. You've got to do it. But Montgomery County, more importantly, has to overcome that mental hurdle. I think they thought coming into this year, with what they thought the constructionist team would look like, that this was the year that they could at least compete with them and give them an opportunity. The rankings proved that out. That it was consensus that people thought, hey, maybe they can challenge them this year a little bit better than what we saw the results of the two regular season matches.
Well, of course, the Lady Indians, when you go back to before the season started, there are three starters that are not with this Montgomery County team right now that you thought would be starting players probably on this squad. What that has done, really, the young players have stepped up. I mean, Sophie Fouch, Bailey Warner, Reagan Mays, Laura Lee Orison, those players have stepped up in such a big way, but they are still so young.
Yeah.
And from a depth standpoint, Montgomery County is certainly at a disadvantage coming into this game, so that'll be a key. There's another dynamic here tonight. I shouldn't even mention this. People say, well, you talk about it all the time, only when I think it matters. And by the way, we will mention that Alexis White is, bumped an ankle the other night, so she is not ready to go tonight and not eligible. But there is an official working this game. He's a good official.
Yeah.
He, in the last time we saw him, he called traveling on Allie Dillon a couple of times on three-point shots.
Yeah.
It's a little stutter that she does with her feet. Nobody else has called it, but he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think early in this game, that's going to be a real pivotal point, because I guarantee you, Allie Dillon remembers that.
Yeah.
Does the official remember that? I don't know. We'll see. And I'm anxious to see if we get that call here tonight, early in this game, because that can make a big difference in her. Because Lady Indians, they got to make some threes tonight.
They've got to make some shots on the perimeter. For ladies, you really hope Savannah Jarvis gets off to a fairly good start offensively, because you don't want her pressing. And I think in a game like this, she can press. I mean, Kanaya Jones has a big, long, athletic body. McKeely Tabor and Annette Miller can come in and be a little physical with her. So I think it's going to be important for her to come out and get off to a good start.
I know the teams are leaving the floor. It's almost as if we're going to get some early activity here. Let's step out right now for a couple of minutes and hear some front of the people bringing us this coverage of the 2024 40th District Girls District Championship. We'll be back in Winchester in 2 minutes.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. We just had the playing of the national anthem here at the Clark County High School Gymnasium. I mean, you get old, you get pet peeves. You know, you just can't help it.
I don't think
you ought to ever have a national anthem played when the teams that are about to participate are not on the floor or the field or wherever. I don't know why.
You're accustomed to it.
I guess.
As humans, we are resistant to any kind of change. You know, anything that's unfamiliar.
There's nothing written in stone. I just think it makes sense to have.
But that's what it's, I mean, it, yeah. When we were growing up, it was always done that way. And, you know, there's been even people that have even questioned in recent years, why did they even do the anthem? Why did they do the handshake line at the end of the games? You know, all those things that have kind of been customary. And people say, well, who started that and why did they do it? You know, it's just one of those things. I mean, you know.
This Clark County team, they scored at a high level. The Lady Indians defense has got to be good tonight. They're a team that likes transition. They're going to like to press, overplay,
yeah.
Create turnovers. And Montgomery County, they don't want the game to be played slowly. But they certainly don't want the game to be played in transition.
They've got to make this PRC team play a half-court game. you know, you can't have the live ball turnovers, which they feed upon. That's how they're able to generate a lot of their points, especially without not having Sierra Byers. It does change their dynamic in a half-court set. We've seen this Montgomery County team be really solid in the half-court defense over the course of this season. They've really slowed down some really good ball clubs in the half-court setting. That's what they've got to make this team, GRC, because they don't have that dominant inside player right now without Sierra Byers. So it makes it more difficult on these shooters for GRC. If they've got a hand on their face, or if you move them off of their spot, they may not be as accurate as they are when there's Sierra Byers to throw it down into, and then she can then pick it back out to give you an open look. GRC, if they get an early lead, that could be really tough for Montgomery County to deal with.
If the game is close, could it come down maybe to who makes the most three-point shots, Hayden Berry and Allie Dillon, or Kennedy Stamper and Jalen Green?
Yeah.
Each team has two players in particular. Now, that doesn't mean that other players can't make threes. We've seen Clark County.
Well, Chestnut, I hit him. If you leave her open, she'll hit him. And at the end of last year, she was shooting the ball as well as anybody from beyond the arc. And that was the surprise at the end of that run.
Well, the teams are getting in some last-minute shots right now, and we will have the introduction of our starting lineups coming up when we return to the Clark County Gym in 1 minute. You're in tune to the 40th District Championship game here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Are at their benches right now. Let's go down to our public address now.
Enjoy the greatest sporting event around, a high school championship event, and it's time for the 40th District Championship game. Ladies and gentlemen, let's meet tonight's starting lineups. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Montgomery County Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Fouch. At forward, a 5'11 senior, number 10, Allie Dillon. At forward, a 6'1 junior, number 12, Savannah Jarvis. At guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. At forward, a 5'11 freshman, number 22, Bailey Warner. Head coach from Montgomery County is Mr. Justin Hyde. Now for the home team, your George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals. At guard, a 5'6 freshman, number 0, Kennedy Stamper. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 2, G. Yeast. At forward, a 5'11 junior, number 10, Kanaya Jones. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. And at forward, a 5'9 senior, playing her last game in Cardinal Arena, number 24, McKeely Tabor. Lady Cardinal Cook moves to Robbie Graham. Assisted by Steve Anderson, William Brown, and Harrington Jackson. Officials for tonight's game, Mr. Don Warner, Mr. Brian Adair, Mr. Scott Kendall.
Okay, we are about ready to go here at the Clark County Gym. Lady Indians are the visiting team, and they're in blue uniforms, red numerals trimmed in white. Clark County in white with red numerals trimmed in black. Montgomery County will move from left to right on your dial here in this opening half of play. Jarvis into jump center against Yeast. The tip controlled by Montgomery County. Slap back to Hayden Barrier, and Montgomery County moves off to the right side of your dial. And Clark County sets up in a man-to-man defense. Jarvis out away from the basket now. Hands it off to Barrier. Dribbles right into the lane. Goes through the lane. Can't get a shot away. Hands it over to Jarvis. Her ball fake. She tries to go into the lane. Gets it knocked loose. Picks it up and puts it in with the left hand.
That's a great start there. So great patience did the Lady Indians to start out with this 2-0 lead.
Montgomery County is man-to-man. And Sophie Fouch is guarding Stamper. To begin with, here's Chestnut. Barrier is with her right side. There's a three-point shot that is put up no good by Yeast, rebounded by Fouch, and Montgomery County loses the ball in midcourt. So Clark County commits that turnover. Montgomery County players back on defense that time, so nothing in transition. Here's Stamper working with it on the dribble out front. Stamper is bigger than Fouch, a little bit stronger, but I don't know, you know, Fouch will certainly battle her.
She will take that challenge. She's had to guard much bigger players.
There's a three right side that's good by Chestnut. And Clark County moves into a 3-2 lead. And again, Chestnut's dangerous right there on that spot, as we talked about in the pregame. Here is Barrier going to go right by Stamper and drives and lays it up and in.
Yeah, that was as if Stamper thought she had help defensively.
4-3, Lady Indians. We played a minute and a half. Stamper against Fouch. Can't get a shot away. Looks for help. Gives it to Tabor. Tabor guarded by the freshman, Warner, for Montgomery County.
It'll be an interesting matchup with Warner on Tabor if they don't try to use her physical strength down inside.
Here driving. They bounce it inside, throw it away. And Dillon gets fouled.
Right.
Trying to get the ball back for Clark County was Kaniah Jones. So Montgomery County will get the ball. Clark County has the first foul of the game, and Lady Indians will work against a full court 2-2-1 Clark County press. Chestnut and Stamper are the two up players. Here is Barrier. Works it down, sends it to Jarvis. Jarvis to Dillon. Dillon on the right side, guarded by Tabor, back out to Barrier. Barrier drives down the lane, goes all the way in, lays it up too hard. Rebound put back up and in by Warner. And Montgomery County has a 6-3 lead down the other way. Jump shot put up by Tabor is no good. Rebound lost out of bounds. And it'll be Montgomery County's ball.
So far, things are working well for the Lady Indians here early in this contest.
Here is Warner in backcourt. Fouch, Barrier, long pass to Warner across the timeline. They double her out front. She's in trouble, trying to get rid of it. Bounces over to Barrier. Barrier down to Dillon. An open three off the right side is no good. And the rebound is captured by T. East. And then there's a steal on the other end. Taken away. Jarvis comes up with it. Jarvis comes the other way. Crossover dribble gets fouled. And they called it. And that'll be on Jones. And that'll be her second. In the first 2:47.
And that'll take Jones out of the ball game. But Jalen Green, who's had an unbelievable season this year, came over from Bryan Station, outstanding player. She brings more athleticism and scoring.
Down inside, Barrier turns up inside, leaves it short. Battle for the rebound, and Chestnut is able to come out of there with it. Remember, he missed a close one there. Chestnut on the other end. Barrier's a 17-foot jumper. Anaya Chestnut with 5 points, all five for Clark County, and it's 6-5. Montgomery County missed golden opportunity there. Barrier was right under the basket. Just couldn't get it to fall. And here is Jarvis getting fouled by Chestnut. That'll be her first team foul, number three on Clark County. And we got 4:49 to play here in the opening quarter.
Montgomery County just has to be smart with the ball, be strong with the ball, because there will always be hands trying to swat at the ball.
Here's Jarvis. Floats it in backcourt to Barrier. Chestnut guarding her. Barrier, the senior player of the year in the 10th region, goes high to Warner. Warner almost loses it. Hands off to Jarvis. Jarvis now to Dillon. Dillon down the right corner. She's being fouled down there.
I said she stepped on the line.
Yeah, I don't know. She might have been pushed out of bounds down there, Ivan. That, yeah. Boy, there was an aggressive play by Jalen Green. She put a body up on Dillon that time. Clark hand with the ball. Down 6-5. Driving in, going for the basket is Green. Lays it up and in with the left hand.
Got the matchup right there with Jarvis trying to guard her out on the floor.
Clark County back to the lead, 7-6. Warner across the timeline, threw it away. Telegraph that pass too long. Down to Stamper, and the ball is knocked away. And Stamper touched it last, they say, and Montgomery County's going to get it.
Yeah, and Bailey Warner, you know, again, we've talked about her strength element. She's got to be a little stronger with the ball. When she receives the ball, she has to be quick to decide where she's going to go because she's struggling against that double team.
And Laurelie Orison comes in to replace Warner now. Orison down that left side, takes the pass, and she has a pass deflected, and it's taken away by Clark County. Another turnover. Montgomery County with four turnovers already in 4 minutes, and you just can't continue that. Chestnut, a three out of the left corner, is no good. And the rebound, tracked down by Jarvis in the far left corner. Lady Indians have it back, looking to get the lead back. Ball deflected out of bounds, but they say it was off Jarvis.
Yeah. Of course, that's on the far side, but I thought it got knocked out of her hand. Official saw it otherwise.
Here is Stamper with the ball against Fouts. 3:38 to go in the first quarter. 7-6, Clark County with the lead. Stamper dumps it out high. Green drives down the right side, flips it off the glass, and good.
And these right there. Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's Houston, not Green. Two and not four.
Yeah, try to
her
use,
first two.
Try to use her quickness there.
The 2-2-1 is slowing the Montgomery County offense. Here is Jarvis. Turns, goes up in the lane from about 8 feet, and it spins out. Tipped by Orison, no good. And the rebound is taken by Green. Jarvis, she almost has to get to the glass with that. Now down in the corner is Chestnut. Chestnut driving. Goes into the lane, feeds it out. Stamper fires a three that's no good. The long rebound out there is picked up over there by Tabor. And now turning is Chestnut for a three that's no good. And Dillon blocks out this time and comes up with a rebound. Lead pass ahead and is thrown away. Or is it threw it over the head of Jarvis. And, boy, these Clark County is going to get Tabor out of there. And she is replaced by sophomore Annette Miller. But That's now six turnovers. Clark has three, but Montgomery County has six turnovers here in the first 5 minutes and 14 seconds of the game. And, boy, when you're not getting shots, you're probably not going to score, Ivan.
It's really tough. I mean, that's the name of the game. You got to get shots up in order to give yourself a chance to score.
Lady Indians have gone to a 2-3 zone right now. Down in the corner, they try to get it inside, and then Dillon deflects the ball out of bounds. Clark County will play it down on the baseline. And now for Montgomery County, Warner is going to come in, and she'll replace Fouch. Orison will slip out to technically be a guard. Inbounds pass comes. Here's Green, and Stamper fires a two-point shot good.
Yeah, you can't give her that good look right there.
And she was wide open.
Yeah.
11-6. The zone is great, but you better cover somebody. Here is long pass down, Dillon. Gets it to Warner, and there was a foul behind, but the turnover created. Clark running in a little Euro step that didn't work. Barrier gets it back the other way. Barrier's going to go all the way down, flips it up, no good. Rebound is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Montgomery County, and I think that's only because they really thought they missed a foul on Barrier, and they are going to give Montgomery County the ball back. Here is Dillon to inbounds, gets it to Warner, down close. And they reach in and tie her up.
Again, yeah, it's really tough on Bailey in this matchup. When you talk about body types, GRC body types are a little bit stronger.
That's eight turnovers, Ivan.
Yeah, tough.
6 minutes. Yeah. Lady Indians down 11-6, and they can't score because they can't get shots right now. Lady Indians are at 2-3. Stamper just very patient. Left side, there's a three on the way that is no good. And Dillon up to grab the rebound off that miss by Green. Here's Dillon bringing it herself. Sends it to Jarvis, who steps right into a three that is no good. And the rebound is picked up in there. We get a foul on Montgomery County. Probably be on Orison. As getting the rebound was Kylie Chestnut, who's in the game right now. She's the eighth grader. So Orison with the first Montgomery County foul. Aiden is missing a lot. It's early chances, Ivan.
Yeah, and you got to have him just for the positive energy and just from a mental aspect.
Here is Green, and threw it in the corner. Now Stamper gets it. Can't get the shot away. They cover her up. Now, T. East back out to Stamper. No pressure on Clark County, but now they throw it away. Jarvis picks it off. Jarvis goes all the way down and gets too far under and missed his shot. And the rebound is claimed by Clark County, but they stepped on the end line. Montgomery County will get it.
Savannah did the best she could. Of course, trying to beat that speed of those guards, it was going to be tough for even with her long strides.
And for Clark County, Jalen Goodwin, the 5'4 sophomore, comes in to replace Tamper. 55 seconds to go in the quarter.
Coach Graham's going to play the long game. He's going to bring all these subs in and try to wear Montgomery County out early.
Under the basket, Dillon looks to get it in. Sets some screens, comes to Jarvis. Jarvis backs her way in, forces it up, no good. And the rebound is claimed by Miller, and it's just not really a good shot. It's just too much defensive pressure. Here is Chestnut. Got two Chestnuts in the game right now. Miller down the right side, back out. Left side, there is the younger Chestnut who missed the three. Rebound, nose tipped out, and Goodwin gets it. And there's a three put up and good by Anaya Chestnut. And it's 14-6. So the Lady Indians, long pass down to Dillon. Dillon turns, puts it up, and banks it in. A much-needed basket in transition, 14-8. Clark in a hurry. And there's Barrier coming down and knock it out of bounds with 11 seconds to go. It'll be played by Clark County down in the left corner below us, and Stamper is going to come back into the game, and they're also going to get Green back into the game.
Trying to make the most out of this 11 seconds here as Montgomery County will have the ball at the quarter break, bringing back in their offensive group.
See what Clark County plans. They get it into Stamper. She rotates out into the center circle on the dribble. Dillon is with her. In the zone, oh, there's a wide open shot passed up. Chestnut gets a three. It's no good. Stamp with a rebound from 16. Good. Well, those are tough baskets right there when you give them up. And Clark County with a 16-8 lead on Montgomery County a quarter in, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Montgomery County only made 3 of 12 field goal attempts here in the first quarter. Ivan, 0 for 2 from threes, didn't get to the free throw line, turned the ball over 8 times. It was the defense. I don't think you could fault the defense. You just got to say, hey, we got to do better offensively right now. We got to get some points.
And then you're coming out of a timeout here. What can you get in your half court set here?
Their pass inside to Warner, who turns and lays it up and in.
He had the matchup. Warner had Stamper trying to guard her down on the low block.
Warner with two field goals, and there's a three that's no good, but rebounded back up and no good And they battle for the rebound, and Fouch is in there. We get a jump ball.
Stay with TRC, but again, I think that Jarvis may have gotten a piece of that first shot out there by Chestnut.
Clark County will play it on the alternate possession on the tie-up. Stamper to get it in. Sends it out deep, and boy, again, Montgomery County in the zone. Clark County getting extra opportunities. Down low, Tabor goes in. Sends it back on the perimeter. Wide open. Three. Good.
Just can't give them open looks. I mean, right there, you know, Montgomery County's got to recover a lot quicker than they did.
That was T. East, 19-10. Warner inside, back to Barrier, drives right, backs away, goes in under the basket, got around Stamper and lays it up and in.
She kept her dribble alive, Dan. I thought she was going to give up the shot, but Stamper didn't cut off that baseline, and Barrier saw it and took advantage of it.
So we had a timeout taken by Clark County, 7:02 left here in the opening half. Clark County with a 7-point lead. We'll be back in a half minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
So we got a long way to go. It was 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Montgomery came down by seven at 19-12. We've got to take better care of the ball to the Lady Indians right now. Clark County. Now Montgomery County goes to the 1-3-1. And there's a steal immediately. Jarvis knocked it away. Fouch picks it up, and then Montgomery County turns right around and throws it away, trying to get down the floor. Stamper comes back with it for Clark County. Down the right side, Tabor under the basket. They fling it back out to Chestnut, an open three. Good.
That's going to kill you every time. I mean,
she's got 11 points here in the first half, and it's a 10-point Lady Cardinal lead. Here is Dillon. Gives it out to Barrier. Barrier over to Fouch. Fouch sends it into Warner. Warner turns, trying to get a shot up, and gets fouled. And let's see who that's going to be on.
You call that on Chestnut.
Foul number 25
and Nia Chestnut, her second. Chestnut gets her second foul with 6:24 to go inside. Jarvis flips it up and in.
Yeah, went right into the body of Jones right there. Good strong move by Savannah.
22-14. Here is right side, there is a three that's on the way that is no good by Yeast and rebounded by Jarvis. Montgomery County has a chance to cut into this 8-point lead. 6 minutes to play in the first half here at Clark County Gym. Got a nice crowd on it. It's not a huge crowd, but it's a nice one. Here is Dillon. Warner, top of the key. Warner being guarded, and throws the ball over to Fouch on the left side. Fouch double dribble, and that was a good call.
Yeah, and that's just, you're putting Sophie in a tough situation out there by who she's being guarded with. That size disadvantage there is really tough for her.
And the turnovers are now 10, and we played just over 10 minutes. Here is Stamper against Fouch, Montgomery County in a 2-3 zone.
Oh,
and
nice.
There's Fouch coming up with a steal, but she gave it right back. Didn't keep it longer. Was trying to save it inbounds. So Clark County has it back on the offensive side. Stamper way out on the left wing. 5:15 to play in the half. Here is the ball over on that right side in the hands of Green. They come left side. Stamper with it, looking in, but doesn't go inside. Over again to Green. Green cut off on the baseline by Warner. Back out. There's a three on the way that is no good, but the rebound is picked up by Green off that miss by Miller. Shot is put up, no good. Battle for the rebound, and who's going to get it? Out of bounds. Clark County, Montgomery County will play it.
Reagan Mays is making her first entry into the game tonight, the seventh grader for Sophie Fouch here. Let's see how she handles this GRC pressure.
Well, tough to ask a seventh grader to come in. She gets it into Jarvis. Jarvis will start dribbling it up. Jarvis across the timeline. They double her. She gives to Mays. Mays down the left corner. Warner drives the baseline and try to put up a shot. It gets fouled, and it's going to be two shots coming for Warner on that foul by Jalen Green.
They're going to call that on Tabor.
Tabor gets fouled. Well, I thought it was, he said 2-4 instead of 4. So here's Warner, who has 4 points in this first half, and she'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
I like the way Bailey was calling for the ball when she was open over in the corner, and Mays got it over to her.
Warner misses a free throw. First time either team has been on the line right here with 4:29 to play in the first half. Second free throw is good. Warner with 5, and the margin is 7. 22-15. Stanford over on the left side gives it over there to Yeast. Yeah, Yeast gives it up, has it back. Now to Stanford, gets a screen, goes up from 15, open, knocks it down. I mean, she just rolled off of a screen. It was wide open for the shot. She has 6. 24-15. Here's Barrier. Barrier's going to run it down. Barrier goes all the way in, sends it back out to Dillon, who lost it but picks it up. In some trouble. Gives it to Mays. And now Jarvis. Jarvis puts it on the floor but can't get through. Looking into Warner. Dumps it into her. Warner turns.
Foul
and,
on Tabor. Oh, no. No. She has a right to that spot. She has a right to that spot. That's what Dustin High is asking right now. That wasn't a good call because she was making a basketball move when she received that ball.
Offensive foul gives Clark County the ball back with a 9-point lead. 3:40 to go. This is the time Montgomery County's got to play defense. They got to get some stops. And there's a throwaway in the backcourt. Clark County turns it over.
GRC has not played, you know, perfect basketball by no means. They've missed some opportunities.
They have 6 turnovers, but again, Montgomery County right now has 11. Fouch is going to come in for Warner. So now you've got Fouch and Mays in there with the 3 older Lady Indians, we'll call them. 2 seniors and a junior. Dillon throws it out deep to Jarvis. Jarvis puts it on the deck, goes for the basket, flips it up and missed the shot. Again, just under too much pressure right there to make that shot. And out of the left corner, there's a 3 that's up and no good. But rebounded by Clark County, put up and in by T. Yeast. Off that miss by Miller, and Clark County has a double-figure lead at 26-15. Things can get away from Montgomery County if they don't watch it here. Here's Fouch in some trouble.
Got a timeout.
Montgomery County's going to take a timeout. Exactly 3 minutes left to play here in the first half. Lady Indians down by 11, and we'll be back in a half minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
We've got 3 minutes to go here in this first half, and Montgomery County is down by 11, so it's a time when Montgomery County's got it. You know, they don't let this thing go to 15. They want to try to get it back to 7 or 8 if they can. It's not going to be easy.
You know, can you get something here, you know, with Hayden Barrier with the ball in her hands, either being a scorer or a facilitator here?
Barrier, chest to chest. I mean, puts a body right on her. Barrier goes inside, puts it up.
And that's what you needed. You needed your senior all-region player to get you an opportunity.
Down inside, the shot is put up no good, and Fouch with the rebound.
Missed on that miss there.
Off that miss. So, Montgomery County down by 9. Here is Dillon. Dylan sends it to Jarvis, who lays it up and in.
Nice pass. Oh, and then they call a foul, and they got a foul. They got the Miller on the push. Yeah, I didn't even hear the whistle.
Miller's first foul. Jarvis will. Now with 6 points, he'll try to complete a three-point play.
What a pass that was. Jarvis had Miller pinned up the lane, and, boy, she put a pinpoint pass in there.
Jarvis tries to get it back to 6 points. Free throw is up and good. Bounced around a lot, but it stayed in there. She has seven.
She's one of the best Plinko players I've ever seen.
26 points inside. Jarvis blocks the shot put up by young Kylie Chestnut out of bounds. Clark Henry will play it.
Savannah looked a little Dikembe. She blocks everything, goes in there. No, no, no.
Here's Warner coming in and will replace Mays. Again, for Mays, just as a seventh grader, hey, protect the ball and, play defense. There's a three that is no good, and the rebound claimed by Dillon. Off that miss by Green, and Montgomery County has it. Here is Barrier down. Missed a short jump shot right side. With the rebound is Jalen Green. And right corner, Chestnut missed the shot. Rebound, Stamper gets it. The ball not. Oh, she walked, I think, in there. Gets her shot blocked. Back outside, and there is a jumper put up no good, and Jarvis with a rebound. So missed shots there for Clark County. Montgomery County down by 6, minute 42 to go. Jarvis is going to go inside and then try to dish a pass off. It's loose. Warner picks it up, gives to Dillon, and then Dillon loses it. Something probably should have been called, but it wasn't. Down inside, and Stanford goes under and puts it up and in.
Yeah, very fortunate there for GRC in that tie-up. It ended up turning a great break for them.
Here is Jarvis. Jarvis puts it on the deck. Goes for the basket, and we get a foul.
We get a foul on Jones. He was being overly aggressive.
That's her third.
Yeah. I mean, she was being too aggressive to have three fouls on her because Jarvis has shown that she can get by her. Excellent ball handling by Savannah.
Minute 12 to play in the half. Now coming back into the game is Tabor replacing Jones.
Try to get it back in there to Savannah without Jones in there.
Still in trouble getting it in. She's going to have to throw it out to deep, and it comes to Barrier, but it goes out of bounds. It'll still be Montgomery County's ball.
Yeah.
Knocked out by Stamper.
Stamper was trying to play that game where, she was going to allow it to be thrown there, and she was reading it, trying to be a free safety out there in coverage.
So Montgomery County with the ball in midcourt. Fouch gives to Barrier. Minute 8 to play in the half.
I might do that high pick and roll.
Barrier's going to drive in. Spins, weave, goes up from about 8 feet, missed a shot. Left it short. Big guarded by East, and East comes away with a rebound. Quickly down right corner, there is Jarvis blocking the shot of Tabor out of bounds.
I'm telling you, I haven't seen anything like her as far as blocking shots. And she goes out and blocks those perimeter shots about as good as any we've ever seen.
Don't get a lot of blocks on threes. There's a three top of the key that is no good. And the rebound taken by Warner. She gets that rebound off the miss by East. And Montgomery County has it. Here's Barrier going inside. Gets it knocked away. Loose ball. Still a loose ball. Now we're going to get a foul.
I don't know if that's going to be on Barrier or Fouch. And called on Fouch.
Fouch gets hurt first. Only the second foul in the second quarter, only third in the first half.
I love what Hayden Barrier is doing, whether it's East or Green on her. She's just using her body strength and taking them down inside.
River County 1-3-1, long pass left side, and there's Fouch knocking it away. Stamper able to get it back. Now Stamper wide open three again. Good.
Can't give that to him. You just can't give that to him.
Here's a pass deflected out of bounds by Stamper. So the lead is back to 11. Montgomery County is within six of it. And, boy,
yeah.
Again, they...
Couple missed opportunities.
We get a foul. I think. I don't know.
Or is it time? I think the time ran just a little bit beyond the the ball being stopped for play. So you might have 11 seconds on her, or 10. Yeah, 10-2. I knew it seemed like it went a little bit longer. I didn't know where it was at. But. So 10.2. 4/10 of a second they put back on. Get a basket here if you're Lady Indian.
Sure would help. Down by 11. There's the entry pass, and can they get it in? Fouts, struggling.
Throw it.
Hands it to Barrier. Barrier comes through. She gets knocked down on the floor. And we got it.
So she'll get to shoot free throw here, Lewis.
The foul is going to be against.
Oh, that's on tape.
Tabor is second. Barrier gets to shoot a pair of free throws.
Lady Cardinals bailed the Lady Indians out right there.
6.2 seconds to go here in the half. Barrier's free throw is good. Hayden with 7 points now.
Well, you really have enjoyed watching Hayden Barrier play these last, you know, 7 or 8 ball games, Dan, where she has just really played within herself. You know, we would get on her all the time about some of the shot selections she would take it sometimes, just not realizing that it was hurting the team in certain situations. But, boy, she's played some of the best ball of her career.
Knocks down a pair of free throws there. She has 8. 31-22, 4 seconds to go. Here is Stamper, fires a deep 3. That's no good. And the first half comes to an end. Lady Indians down by 9 here at halftime. We'll be back to recap that first half for you after we pause here on the Gateway Sports Network. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Halftime here at the Clark County Gym. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls, and Ivan, the turnovers have been a big factor, certainly for Montgomery County. Not so much, I mean, it's not like they have produced points off live ball turnovers as Clark County, but just missed opportunities to get shots up.
Yeah, you got to have opportunities at the basket. I mean, any coach will tell you that, and that's the goal in the any game out. You're charting how many shots you're getting up. I'm sure that's one of the things that Coach High and staff are talking to the Lady Indians about right now. He's like, hey, we're fortunate enough to be down 9 points with the number of mistakes that they made there in the first half against a really quality team that really thrives off of you making mistakes. And Lady Indians have done a good job of competing on the glass, you know, because I thought with Jones and yeast alone, they're going to get a lot of rebounds a lot of times just because of their aggressiveness and athleticism. But Montgomery County's been able to hold their own down on the inside with the rebounding tonight. And if they can continue to do that and limit the turnovers and at least get shots up. If they can get shots up, hey, you never know. Bailey Warner might grab a rebound, or Allie Dillon, or Savannah Jarvis, and give you another putback opportunity and maybe get a foul on this GRC team, because they are very aggressive when you have the ball around the basket. And then if you can compromise them in that way and get free opportunities at the free throw line, who knows? But that's how you got to methodically get yourself back in this game. You know, can't come out thinking, oh, we're down 9 points and we've only got two quarters in which to get the lead. You just got to be very methodical and understand if we execute our game plan, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Clark County took 37 field goal attempts in the first half, and Montgomery County took 21. That's a big the Cardinals didn't shoot well, but they didn't have to. They didn't have to hit a high percentage. They got so many more shots. But we'll talk about that in a minute. Individual numbers. Hey, Stamper and Chestnut, 11 points apiece. They have equaled Montgomery County's total, those two players. And T. East was 7 and 2 for Green. So only 4 players scored, and 3 had all but 2 of Clark County's points here in the first half. Kaniah Jones and Annette Miller and Kylie Chestnut and McKeely Tabor and Jalen Goodwin, all those players played but did not score. Montgomery County led by Hayden Barrier, who has 8 points, 7 for Savannah Jarvis, 5 for Bailey Warner, 2 for Allie Dillon, Fouch and Orison and Mays. Those 3 players, none of them put up a shot. They're not likely to get shots, the defense that Clark County plays. And Montgomery County, they put up 2 threes in the first quarter and didn't hit either one of them. Did not get a 3-point shot in the second quarter. Clark County has made 5 threes. That's a 15-point margin and advantage in 3-point field goals. And Clark County has a 9-point lead. We'll talk about those other statistics when we come back here at the Clark County Gym. We'll return in 90 seconds. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
With Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley here at the Clark County Gym. Halftime of this girls' 40th district championship game. Clark County with a 31-22 lead. They play man-to-man defense. They don't have to do anything else. They're quick, and Montgomery County trying to change defenses up a little bit. The problem is, boy, you look at the point totals, and Stamper, who has 11 points, and Chestnut, who has 11, and on the 22 points that they scored, I don't know, but maybe one shot was contested.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know. Montgomery County, I think this zone, when they play either 2-3 or 1-3-1, especially 1-3-1, GRC just struggles with it. Yeah, because they don't have that player that they feel like they can just throw the ball to and they can make plays off of, you know, in the center of that defense. And so they really struggle with that. But where they've been able to take advantage of time is off of a missed shot, and it gets knocked out, and the defense can't get back out there to recover. Again, you know, they're very quick, are these Lady Cardinals. And so, you know, Chestnut has gotten a few open shots. Stanford has gotten a couple of open shots off of a missed shot. That you just somehow, some way, you got to get a hand on the ball just to eliminate those opportunities on a second chance. You talked about a 16 shot differential in that first half, and that's because a lot of those were second chance opportunities. It wasn't the first shot that killed Montgomery County always. It was that second shot.
So the Lady Indians hit 40%, but that's 8 of 20. Clark County, 35%, but that's 13 of 37. And the Lady Cardinals made 5 of 20. 3-point field goals, only 25%, but the Lady Indians were 0 for 2. Montgomery County made 4 of 5 free throws. Clark County did not get to the free throw line. Rebounds, 19 for Clark, 16 for the Lady Indians. Turnovers, 12 for the Lady Indians. 6 for Clark County, and I love it when it works out this way. Statistically, Clark County, 19 rebounds. Montgomery County, 12 assists. That's 31. Montgomery County, 16 rebounds. Clark County, 6 assists, turnovers. That's 22, and that's what you got on the scoreboard.
There you go.
Hey, well, we're about ready to get this second half underway. And again, both teams are headed on to the 10th Region Tournament at Bourbon County next week. And I've been based on what's happened elsewhere in the district. How important is this game?
You just want to look at matchups. You know, Nicholas County's in. Scott High's in. Of course, Campbell is in. So you want to look at matchups there at that point in time. You would like Nicholas County to be on the Clark County side because they've got an outstanding point guard that can kind of handle that if you're Montgomery County.
Montgomery County with the ball to begin this second half, moving off to the left side of your dial. See if the Lady Indians can get off to a good start. Clark really overplaying. Barrier is being defended by Yeast. Barrier gets away from her, goes inside, has her shot blocked by Yeast, and is picked up in there by Tabor. So Yeast with good defense. Stamper quickly for Clark County. Right corner, Chestnut goes inside. And back to Chestnut for an open three, and she buries it.
Yeah, Jones has showed you, at least here early, that she's not much of an offensive threat, so you don't have to double down on her. You got to make her beat you before you allow those shooters to get open.
Biggest lead of the game, and Clark County goes to a 1-2-2 half-court trap. Dillon down the left side, trying to throw it into Jarvis and threw it away.
Too quick on the entry there because Savannah hadn't established a spot on the floor. I understand you want to be quick, but not rush.
But Clark County now, they're looking for the knockout punch right here, Ivan, as they built the lead to 12, 7 minutes to go. Skip pass over the left side to Chestnut. And now Jones drives for the bucket, puts it up, no good, rebounded by Fouch.
And Jarvis with another block.
She's only got her with three, but I don't know if I've gotten them all. No, I'm sorry, that's four.
Yeah.
Here's a handoff, and there's a foul.
East.
That's going to be against Yeast, and that's her first. Well, that's the message. Yeast is, she's trying to really turn up the pressure on Barrier. It's like, I'm not going to let you score. I'm not going to let you move toward the basket. And let's see. Here's Barrier. Dribbles out near the middle of the floor. They come in here with a double. She gives back to Jarvis. Sends it right corner to Warner, who steps back and fires a three that's no good. And the rebound.
And it's going to be on Jarvis.
You know what? That's not a foul. What happened there was, I'm watching that, Yeast backed into her and then fell down. She was blocking out, but the foul goes against Jarvis. So Clark County gets it. Lady Cardinals on offense. Montgomery County is man-to-man defensively right now. Here is Yeast against Barrier. Chestnut being guarded by Dillon. bounces down inside to Jones and puts up a shot and blocked out of bounds by Barrier that time.
Yeah.
Clark County will play it.
Yeah, she's really gun-shy right now, is Jones. Just not having any offensive success in this ballgame.
Clark County scored the only 2 points of this second half. Now, Stamper breaks wide open but missed a shot, and the rebound picked up by Fouch. So Montgomery County has it. Now there's a turnover going for the basket. Yeast puts it up. No good, but a blocking foul on Fouch. And there's, again, a turnover, and Fouch picking up her second foul. T. East has 7 points in the game and will shoot a pair here. First time the Lady Cardinals have been on the line in this game. Can stretch the lead to 14. Puts it up and in.
Well, a year ago, just had an outstanding season there at Mercer County. Really wheeled that team into the Sweet 16.
Second free throw is no good, and Jarvis with the rebound, so it's 13-point lead. Montgomery County just offensively has struggled against this Clark County defense. And there's almost another turnover, and it is over and back. Bounce some motions and says Stamper hit the ball, and I think Stamper did just the way she looked. But it's a turnover nonetheless, and now the turnover margin in this game goes to 15-6 in Clark County's favor, and they lead it by 13. Here is Yeast driving through the lane, goes all the way, flips it up and in.
Big shot.
The sophomore with 10 points now, and it's 37-22, and Montgomery County is just they're barely treading water. There's Dillon firing a three that is in and out, and the rebound's tipped around, and Stamper comes out there with it. And Stamper will step through, puts it up and in. He has 13. Montgomery County takes a timeout as Clark County pushes the lead to 17 with 5:05 left to play in the third quarter. We'll be back in just a minute.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Clark County with an 8-0 run to begin the second half, and they have pushed the lead out to 17 points, Ivan. And now Montgomery County, you know, you don't want to think the game is over at this point. I mean, we still have 13 minutes to play, but you're down by 17. The one thing you don't want to do, I think, is let this game really get out of hand.
Yeah, and right now this puts a lot of pressure, really, on Hayden Barrier, because she's going to be the primary ball handler, and they're going to really come after her strong. You can't make that pass.
Yeah, that's a terrible turnover.
Yeah, you know, Hayden got the ball, but then she threw it back to Sophie, and there's really nothing Sophie's going to be able to do it because she's underneath the basket. You know, and they're going to bring that trap, and she really wouldn't have had anywhere to go with the ball.
Inside Yeast just goes in, flips it in. Montgomery County was really not even ready, and it's 41-22, and they're really coming with the heat now. Stamper had a steal, but stepped out of bounds.
Montgomery County can't inbound the ball right underneath the basket like that. You're compromising yourself. You're adding an extra defender over your head in that situation.
Now they're going to fall back. And again, here's boy, Yeast is out on the front of that 1-2-2. Barrier has it in the offensive court, sends it to Dillon, off to Jarvis, goes inside, turns, gets her shot blocked. Rebound, Warner had it. Now we get a jump ball.
And Jones got tired of Savannah just ruling the roost down on the inside. She was able to get a block against her that time.
Clark County gets the ball on the alternate possession. Lady Indians have not scored in 3.5 minutes of the second half. And credit to Clark County defense. It's been really good. Chestnut, right side, goes down inside to Jones. Ball fakes, puts it up and in.
And they ran that play specifically for Jones to get her on the board.
43-22, and they... Well, it's been a 12-0 run. Here's Fouch in trouble. Fouch trying to work her way through. And we got a timeout taken by Montgomery County. Fouch gets trapped out near the sideline, but it's tough on her.
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about, she's still a freshman and not that tall. And Clark County has broken this game wide open, leading it by 21. We'll be back in a minute.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
To play here in the third quarter, and Montgomery County hands the ball to inbound. And it's tough. You got nobody to put in.
Yeah.
That you think is going to make any difference. And here's Barrier with it. Hayden is playing hard, but boy, East is all over her. There is Warner. Warner in the lane, goes for the basket, cut off, backs up and puts in a jumper. And can you not call that foul right there?
Yeah.
It'll be on Green. Warner sank a jump shot, but common foul on the floor. Montgomery County will inbound. It's only 2 points the Lady Indians have scored, and it's taken off the floor now. Warner down in close to the basket, but comes back out. Here is Barrier driving for the basket, goes under, puts it up and in, and draws the foul.
Great job by Hayden right there.
Yeah, she got in front of East that time. East with her second foul.
I mean, you think about this, Dan, with this GRC team. You know, last year, Anaya Chestnut was probably, if not the best defender in the region, was right there at the top. She now is probably the second best defender on this team because of East. And then you add Jalen Green and Kanaya Jones, who outstanding defenders in their own right. And it's just... it's an embarrassment of riches.
Hayden Barrier completes a three-point play, and it's 43-25, and down inside we get a foul on Montgomery County. That's going to be on Dillon. Dillon gets her first foul. Here is Jalen Green shooting a pair of free throws, and the lefty puts it up and in. It's her third point.
Robbie Graham, you know, the signature to this team has been defense during his time here. That's what they play, and they score off of it.
Free throw is no good, but rebounded by Clark County and Stanford for three good. And it's 47-25. Barrier, long pass down to Fouch. Fouch goes over to Warner, who puts it up and in.
Nice pass by Fouch by throwing it high to Warner right there.
47-27, 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Here is Stamp around near the midcourt stripe. Montgomery County in a 2-3 zone. They floated down the left corner to Chestnut. Can't get a shot away. Warner covers her up. Bounces it in the lane. East. It's on the floor. Tie up. Possession arrow will give it to Montgomery County.
You know, and people will say, you know, that last week of regular season, Montgomery County beat Ashland. Ashland beats GRC. And it was like, well, how can you see that disparity? And it really is about personnel. You know, Ashland was able to be physical with this GRC team. They had multiple ball handlers against this defense. And
here is Jarvis down to Mays, who fires a three, and it leaves it short down in the right corner. Seventh grader Stamper with a rebound. Got to take that shot, though.
Yeah.
And here's Chestnut stepping into it pretty good on the left side.
Yeah, that was perfect for her just to step right into it.
Chestnut now with 17 points. And it's 50-27. Here is Dillon. Jarvis high.
Oh,
Jarvis
nice.
Turns, goes for the basket, and gets fouled, and that'll be on Jones.
Nice.
And that'll be her fourth.
Nice move there by Savannah Jarvis there.
Jarvis will shoot a pair of free throws.
Jones, third, team number four. At the line, she is number 12, Savannah Jarvis.
Jarvis eyes the free throw, puts it up, and it rolled off. She'll have another one coming.
You just think about, you look at this lady in the team, and I talked about that Ashland team. Those three body types we talked about that we thought were going to be a part of this Lady India's team when we got the postseason would have been big in this matchup.
Jarvis makes the second free throw. There's a three the other end by Stanford that's no good. Yeast the rebound off to Miller, blocked by Jarvis, and the rebound by Dillon. So Montgomery County with the ball down, and they lose it. They throw it away. Another turnover on the Lady Indians. Clark County coming down, Stamper, left corner. There is a three that's up, and it's no good by Yeast. Rebounded by Green for Clark County. Shot put up again, no good. Again, they got the rebound. And there's Stamper, a little fall away that's no good, but Miller able to come up with it. Again, they put the shot up, no good, and this time we got a foul.
Is it five rebounds? I mean, they just wore Montgomery County down right there. I mean, that just... That just shows you why we're at where we're at in this game right now.
Yeah, they have worn Montgomery County down.
Substitution number three, Stolten Bouch returns for Montgomery County, replacing Warner.
Bouch comes in for Warner. And the free throw is good. Fair free throws by Yeast. And it is 52-28. And there's Barry getting double-teamed, and they take it away from her at midcourt. Coming down Stamper, and she gets fouled by Barry. Her shot didn't go down, but Stamper will shoot two. Barry's first foul. I think there was a little message sitting there.
Well, saw one earlier, too, between her and Sophie Pouch in that first half.
Free throw is up and good. Stamper, of course, played at Montgomery County in her early years, and then transferred here.
Yeah.
Makes a pair of free throws. She's having a big game. She's got 18. 54-28. Stamper comes out now. And out of the game also is Yeast. Here is Barrier. Dillon will start working it up. Dillon on the dribble. Gets it across the timeline. Oh. Spins it. Gets Green. Goes all the way in, trying to get up a shot, and will be fouled by Goodwin.
Nifty ball handling there by Hallie Dillon, the senior.
Dillon has, you know, she had one early three-point attempt, and it was kind of rushed, and she hasn't had any. She just hasn't been able to get shots.
Yeah, it's been tough because of the way they can guard the ball and then take away her opportunities.
She puts a free throw in, her third point. Mays and Pouch. You know, they could have played in the eighth grade game. Pouch is a freshman, but here's a second free throw, no good, and Stamper able to come away with a rebound. 54-29. Down the lane, shot is blocked. That was put up there by Miller.
Oh.
Montgomery County able to get the ball out of there. Pouch trying to save it in, but she couldn't. And oh, goodness, she hit her head against a... Boy, we need help right away.
Yeah, the trainers.
Pouch was racing for that ball, and what you have are these little portable... they're not really... They're not seats. They were fans can stand.
Yeah, the student section.
Student sections. And
standing only.
Oh, boy. She ran right in and hit her head.
And she was, you know, she had no way of stopping herself when she tried to save that ball in bounds. And so just hope that she's okay. But you're right, that was a...
This is going to be a little bit. We're going to tip out. We'll pause. Let's pause 90 seconds, and then we'll be back here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Well, they got fouled up, and she did walk off, Ivan, to the bench, but I don't know if we'll see her again.
Yeah, they just...
Probably not.
Which, you know, the athletic trainer is not with her anymore, so they must not think it was, you know, severe enough for concussion protocol. Well,
yeah. Here is Kylie Chestnut is in the game. Stamper left corner, firing a three, leaves it short. Rebound, though, comes deep. And she gets it back. Clark County with another three that's put up no good. And the rebound taken by Montgomery County. Barrier is able to get it. Hayden to Jarvis at very long range. Jarvis guarded by Miller. Gets the Clark man-to-man. And here's the ball. We get a foul. Dylan was being over-guarded by Chestnut. Chestnut gets her third. But again, Clark County has such depth, Ivan. They can afford, they can play the aggressive way they're playing because of the great depth that they have.
Oh, yeah, they, you know, when Sierra Byers, pre-injury, they had two starting units. I mean, that was, man, that's what everybody was talking about, them versus Sacred Heart. You know, Sacred Heart maybe has the most talented starting five, but...
Dylan rolls in a free throw.
GRC had the depth.
Goodwin comes in, replacing Chestnut. Only 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. And a pair of free throws made. Dylan has five. But again, it's 54-31. And here is Stamper going to drive for the basket and puts it up and in, draws the foul from Jarvis.
Savannah Jarvis, her third team.
20 points now for Kennedy Stamper in this game.
And that was the thing when GRC played Ashland, Jaden Gully, she was able to neutralize Kennedy Stamper. And, you know, when you can neutralize the other team's point guard, it makes a huge difference in outcome.
57-31, she completes the three-point play. She comes out now. Here's Barrier, hands it to Dylan. Dylan stops, gives to Barrier. 14 seconds to go. Barrier against Goodwin. Barrier's going to go inside. Goes up, puts it in off the glass.
That's the one thing you can appreciate about Hayden tonight. She realizes when she gets that mismatch.
1 second to go. They didn't get a shot off, and the third quarter comes to an end. 57-33. Clark County with the lead. We'll be back in just a minute.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The Lady Cardinals pushed the lead. That was 9 at halftime, and now it's 24. I mean, it was a big third quarter. They started hot, and again, Montgomery County not getting shots.
Yeah,
3 of 8. Clark was 8 of 18.
Able to really put a lot of pressure on Montgomery County and kind of expose their inability to, you know, get the ball in the offense just because they didn't have enough quality ball handling.
Clark County has almost taken twice as many field goal attempts. Down inside, Jones puts it up no good, and Warner has the rebound for the Lady Indians, so Montgomery County has it.
Another good stop by Jarvis.
Here is Warner dribbling out front. Spins, looks for help now. Looking for help, hands it off to Mays. Mays being guarded by Stamper. Stamper gets called for the reach-in foul.
Stamper tried to do to Reagan Mays what a lot of upperclassmen did to her, you know, her early years as a varsity player.
Here's Barrier with it. Barrier working, goes down the right side. Cut off, gives to Dillon. Dillon against Chestnut. Chestnut's all over her. Dillon puts up the shot, no good. Warner follows it up and in.
Yeah, nice strong rebound by Bailey Warner right there.
Warner with 9. 57-35 down inside. A good ball fake by Miller, but she traveled. Bailey Warner with 9 points. I think Bailey Warner is beginning to sink in like, I'm a freshman. I'm going to play against this for the next 3 years.
Yeah.
I might as well go ahead and play, get used to it, and accept the competition and see what I can do.
Yeah, that's all you can do. I mean, give it maximum effort and energy.
Jarvis goes up in the lane and gets fouled.
That'll be it for Jones.
Jones is going to foul out with 6:56 to go.
Foul number 10.
Jones was pretty much a non-factor in this ball game.
2 points and 1 rebound.
Number 2 at the
line. Now that's only her fourth.
That's only her fourth, huh?
I don't know if they're keeping count.
Because I think even GRC thought that was her fifth foul. I mean, immediately Jalen Green jumped up off the bench.
Jones just come out of the game. Jarvis has missed the free throw. She has 8 points, 4 rebounds, 5 block shots. Free throw, second one good. 57-36. Here is inside. There was a walk in there, Miller, and in the lane for a long time, and then they get it in left corner. Chestnut's 3 is no good. Dillon grabs the rebound. Montgomery County, with Dillon down, has killed the dribble, gives it to Jarvis. Jarvis out in a guard spot, now goes to Barrier. Left corner, Warner fires a 3. It's no good. Good block out there by Miller. Comes away with the rebound. Now left corner, Stamper firing a 3 up, that's no good. Barrier with the rebound. Barrier runs it down, stops on the 3-point line, missed the shot. The rebound way out in the corner is picked up by Green. Clark County has it back. So here is ball bounced inside to Miller. Challenges Jarvis. He really pushed off. Jarvis still made her pay. She missed the shot. Jarvis with the rebound.
She's just been a human eraser down inside.
Here's Jarvis giving it up to Mays. Over to Dillon. Down inside Warner. Challenges Green. Warner, we get a whistle, and foul is going to be on Green, I believe.
Green a little overly aggressive.
Dillon Green, her second.
Green gets her second.
It's
CRC calls a timeout.
Clark County takes a timeout with 5:46 to go. Montgomery County down by 21. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Well, coming up tomorrow night, it'll be the 40th District Boys Championship game here, Clark County and Bourbon County. And you'll be able to hear that game on 1150 and 106.9. We won't be here, but our Clark County crew will be. And join Joel Bennett.
Let me get your rest.
Inside to Warner. Warner puts it up no good, but we get a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be against Green.
Foul number four. Jalen Green, her third.
So Green gets her third foul.
I want you to get all your shut eye the next couple of days. And I'm going to work you the next 2 weeks.
Entry pass to Warner. Back to Dillon. A three out of the left corner. That is no good. Rebound Mays. Goes and gets it for Montgomery County. Mays backs up. Fires a three. Left it a little bit short, and on the rebound, we get a foul that'll go on Warner. It'll be Warner's second. So Clark County with the ball. Stamper with 5.5 to go. Miller, Stamper right side. Stamper falls down, gives to Chestnut. Stamper lost her shoe, but she's able to get it back on. Right back in the game. Over the right side, Chestnut with it, bounces it low to Miller. Miller looking into Tabor, didn't go to her. And Orison's in a game for Montgomery County right now. Stamper on the left baseline, doesn't have a shot, backs away. Now skip pass over to Chestnut. And now Stamper again, puts it on the deck. Can't get free, Warner cut her off. Four, under five to play now. Down inside Miller, I thought she walked, goes under and puts it in and draws the foul. Orison gets a foul. The man called a travel before the shot was made. Miller's first points of the game. Miller trying to complete the three-point play, but misses the shot. Rebound lost out by Clark County. Montgomery County will play it.
You know, that... The weather we had yesterday, Dan, had me really thinking about, you know, the Sweet 16, you know, because that's usually when it starts getting warm, and then we turn around, and a matter of hours today.
Orison makes a bad pass. Clark County gets it. Miller goes under, plays it up and in.
Back-to-back baskets.
And it's 61-36, 4:40 to play, and we get a timeout taken by Montgomery County. So timeout on the floor. We'll be back in just a minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
.440 left. The margin is 25 for Clark County. Boy, I saw a picture of Luke Fawns when he got the injury. And, oh, don't look at that picture, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, it happened so quick. You know, obviously when you do that with the ankle, it happened so quick, and it was.
Montgomery County gets a press. They got a double team. Long pass down to Warner. Warner is back. A Clark is really pressing hard. Over goes to Barrier. Barrier on the dribble. Goes against Stamper. Goes inside. Puts it up and in.
A nice little shot there. Great body control.
61-38. Down inside Miller. Turns, weaves. Out to Stamper. Stamper starts in on the dribble. Stamper gives it up to Yeast. Yeast bounces it to Miller. In the lane forever. They just won't call it, will they, Ivan? They are not going to call a 3 second. Left corner, a three is put up, no good. Rebounded by Tabor, and she missed it. Rebounded again by Clark Handel. Montgomery County finally has it. Lady Indians with it. Long pass down to Mays. Mays dribbling. Free throw line. Left corner, Dillon. And she's being pounded all the way.
I like
they finally called a foul.
I like that's what Allie did right there. Allie was like, I'm getting tired of being bodied up tonight.
Tabor finally got called with the foul after she had fouled her a bunch of times. Dillon's going to go the line for two.
And that was a better matchup for her, too, with Tabor being out there on her. She's been guarded a lot of the night by Jalen Green, a little quicker player.
Dillon makes the free throw. And Dillon makes another one. Allie has 7 points now, 61-40. Down inside. They're going to Miller every time, and she lost it. And Montgomery County has on the turnover. They double teamed her. Warner is going to dribble down. Chestnut meets her. Warner keeps the dribble. Now, Warner has to, she's killed the dribble, looks for help, and she double dribbled. That was a good call. You know, you see that a lot, and it doesn't get called.
Yeah. It is true.
It's almost. No, it's not as bad as 3 seconds. 2:58 to play in the game. Here they go inside, and Yeast back out. Stamper from 15 feet, missed a shot. Mays has the rebound for Montgomery County. Lead pass ahead, Mays to Warner, who goes under and gets her shot blocked, I guess. Stamper comes away with the ball. Stamper comes down, sends it left corner. Chestnut for three. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Jarvis down on the floor. Jarvis gets it and hands it off. Montgomery County has it. Lady Indians come out of there. Here is Dillon. Goes up from 17. Left it short. Rebound. Stamper will go over and pick it up in the corner. 2:16. It's a pickup game right now. Miller down the right baseline. Floats in it. A little short jumper. The sophomore has 6 points here in this last quarter. 63-40. 2:04 to go. Barrier down.
I'd see Montgomery County just keep it under 20 as a final.
Jarvis down in the lane. They double her. And it's, did we get a jump ball?
Yeah. I think,
Montgomery County will keep it.
Savannah was trying to break the arm off of Stamper when she stuck her arm in her because she only had one arm in there.
Dillon will inbound the ball down underneath the Lady Indian basket into Jarvis. Now Barrier takes it. Sends it across to Warner. Warner down to the lane against Green. Turns and gets fouled. And that'll be four on Green. But 1:43 to go, and Warner's going to go the line.
Strong move there by Bailey Warner again. You like to see those things because what you got to hope during the offseason is that she just does physically get stronger, and that's going to be a real easy move for her.
Oh, the free throw rattled around and popped out on her. She's trying to hit double figures in the game. Freshman eyes it, flips it up, and leaves it short. And the rebound by Jalen Green. 63-40. Stamper a three off the left side. Good. Awful easy to shoot those wide-open shots, Ivan, when you're 23 points ahead.
No,
I mean,
no pressure.
Yeah. Here's Barrier, Mays, Stamper with her. Mays, double team, goes Jarvis. I guess the rivalry is still pretty good out of it. These Lady Cardinals, they're still playing really hard.
Oh,
they want to pour it on.
They see it from that respect.
With 108 to play in the game, we get a wholesale substitution for Clark County. And Montgomery County brings in the subs, too.
Yeah, they have to leave Warner out there, of course, with Alexis White not being available.
Here is Mays driving for the basket, goes in, puts it up. No good. Thought she might have been fouled, but no call. Rebound by Chestnut. Back the other way. Here's a good one out front. There's the younger Chestnut for a three that's no good. Rebound. Warner just reaches in and takes the rebound away for Montgomery County. Here is Mays, top of the key. Dribbles right behind the screen, looks for help. Backs up, fires a three. Good.
Step back. Wonder where her dad is. He was over her by. So yeah, I see him. He's down the end zone. I think dad was happy about that.
66-43. And the player who let that happen gets taken out.
Hey.
Gotta, he didn't guard her.
Got to be on. No matter, you're always coaching.
Yeah, Balzer gets taken back out of the game almost as quick as she came in. Emma Cecil is in there.
He's walked her all the way to the bench. Like, he's walked her all the way to her seat.
Clark County with the ball with 21 seconds to go. And the Lady Cardinals will win number 27. Montgomery County loses their eighth time of the year, but three of those losses have been to these Lady Cardinals.
You just hope that Sophie Fouch is okay and will be available next week.
Clark County, 15 seconds to go. Here's Goodwin. Right side. Over here is Cecil. And Clark County is not going to shoot, I don't think.
No, not now.
Yeah, here's Goodwin.
Oh, well, maybe.
Drives in. Goodwin puts it up, and in.
As soon as you say no, she went straight to the basket.
So the Lady Cardinals win it easily tonight. 68-43 over Montgomery County. And don't go away. We'll be back. Our postgame show is coming up after we step out 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Kennedy Stamper had a big game for Clark County. She's on the all-tournament team. 24 points for Kennedy Stamper. As they announced the all-tournament team. I don't know about all-tournament teams anymore. It's nice to make them, isn't it?
Any of these alternative teams and stuff like that anymore, just because of the way they go about it.
Savannah Jarvis out for Montgomery County.
From George Washington High School, number two, T. East.
T. East, and he's had 14 in the game, Ivana, but I was really impressed with her defense.
Yeah, her defense was the key in this ball game.
She's they list her at 5'8", but she has length. She has long arms and really good defender. Hayden Barrier for Montgomery County in her senior season. And Hayden had 15, leads Montgomery County's offense.
And from George Washington High School, number 25, Anaya
Chestnut. Yeah, I figured Chestnut would be that other.
Well, she had 17. They had three players in double figures, and they combined for 55 of their 68 points, those three players out.
Yeah, that's a tremendous trio right there.
And, of course, of those players, they're all back next year for Clark County.
Let's give you a big hand for a great game. Great
game. I thought Savannah Jarvis got off to a better start tonight, though, and that was good for her.
40th District Golf Tournament, second place finisher is Lady Indians from Montgomery County.
Now the Lady Indians come out and get another one of those district runner-up trophies, Ivan. Those get
they get old for a program like this. You know, it's kind of like, you know. But, you know, you think about this, it's about come Saturday when they have the region draw. There's a district champion somewhere who's like, really? This is the runner-up we're going to have to deal with?
Yeah. Ouch is out there with the team, and somebody looks like she's okay. Yeah. It's Bailey Warner. They let Bailey bring the trophy off, and Bailey just brings it over, sets it down the floor. And now Clark County is ready to come and get their...
From George Brothers Park High School, your Lady Cardinals.
So Clark County getting the award. Let's check the individual scoring real quick. For Clark County, Kennedy Stamper, 24 points. And Anaya Chestnut had 17, 14 for T. East. 6 for Annette Miller, 3 for Green, 2 for Jones, and 2 for Goodwin. Had a number of players that played but did not get shots or get a chance to score. Montgomery County, 15 for Hayden Barrier, 9 for Savannah Jarvis, 9 for Bailey Warner, 7 for Allie Dillon, 3 for Reagan Mays, and Sophie Fouch and Laura Lee Orison. Play got into the game early, and then you had Dunn and Rout playing right there at the end for Montgomery County. And we'll come back. We've got more to come on our post-game show. Don't go away. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehen.com.
With Ivan Rawls, Dan Manley back with you here at the Clark County Gym. Lady Cardinals win it easily tonight. This game, Ivan, it it's really kind of deteriorated early on Montgomery County because of all the turnovers. I mean, yeah. at the end of the night, 21-9, that's bad, but really early on, 8-4, eight turnovers in that first quarter, and it got Montgomery County behind 16-8, and they're just never really able to recover because they couldn't get shots.
Yeah, you got to be able to get shots up, and they couldn't get those shots up, and it really hurt them. There were opportunities because GRC was also making mistakes, not hitting some shots early on that, you know, Montgomery County was able to get maybe a 6-8 point lead earlier. You know, the outcome could have been a little bit differently. You know, I thought they were very fortunate to go in at halftime, I think, with only down 9 points, and you had to be feeling good knowing how well you didn't play to only be down 9 points in that situation. But Clark kind of came right out of the locker room and really kind of shut things down for Montgomery County, and they just never could recover. They just couldn't get enough consistent offense. But I think if, you know, Montgomery County goes back and looks at this, you know, because this is the best that they've played them the last couple of times, and knowing that this was a different cast of characters that was having to face this GRC defense and this team, that maybe, hey, you know, if they do get an opportunity to play them again in the region tournament next week, then maybe they can make those strides. But they just can't early on, not give themselves a chance and give GRC all the momentum. I think you can kind of sense this early on in this game that GRC was thinking, hey, that team beat Ashland. You know, we've got to come out. We've got to be on our P's and Q's. And, you know, early on when neither team really kind of got into a rhythm, it made you think, hey, maybe they could steal this. But they were able to get this win convincingly. Maybe that gives them a little bit more confidence going into next week. And, you know, we may see the same thing over again. Or, you know, hey, who knows? And maybe Montgomery County can get that good mojo going again next week in the regional tournament. But hey,
rebounds were pretty even, 39-35.
Yeah.
But again, field goals. Clark County shot 70 field goal attempts tonight. Montgomery County shot 39.
That's crazy.
That's a huge disparity right there.
And I wish we had the second chance points to see what that differential was there, because that's really where I felt like they killed Montgomery County time and time again.
But we'll come back, and I think Dustin will probably be joining us later on, but we'll give him a little time to, because we're located up here in the second level of the Clark County Arena. We'll return for more postgame information for you after we step out for just a couple of minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best
brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, Queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
We're back here on the postgame show at the Clark County Gym. Dan Manley with Ivan Rawls and Coach Justin Hyde is joining us. Coach, boy, the early minutes of this game, it seemed like you kind of had opportunities, but turnovers, you couldn't get shots.
Yeah, and that's I've got to find a way to put some pressure on these girls in practice and do the best we can to simulate the type of ball pressure that we see in this game. And I think, like, I don't believe that, their defense is excellent. There's no denying that, and credit to them for that. That's their calling card. But I don't believe that this is the only team on our schedule that can pressure the ball the way that they pressure it. And we've handled it. And just finding a way to handle it in this matchup, I think, will be the difference in what we've had for however many consecutive trips over here and being able to compete and taking it down to the wire.
In most games, you know, last night in the Kentucky game, I didn't see it. Ivan was trying to kind of watch when he could. But, you know, give and take of those two teams. Most games, though, you have one team that is obviously the aggressor in the game, and they generally win. And boy, this Clark County team, they are really aggressive, and it's difficult, I know, for you to get your team to approach a game and be aggressive that way, from a depth standpoint, just from a physicality. And is that the biggest obstacle? People say, boy, is there really that much of a point differential between these two teams? And I don't know if there is or not.
I don't believe there is. And you said it to start out. I mean, you look at a four-minute stretch, and it's, what, nine-point game at halftime. And then I think it's 20-plus going into the fourth quarter, and it's just that, like, there's typically a stretch where, for lack of a better phrase, we collectively get away from working together, and everybody's kind of on an island, and it's not an individual, it's a collective. We just kind of splinter for a few minutes, and we're typically able to bring it back together. And I mean, just like tonight, I mean, starters were in on both sides until about 2 minutes ago, and it's like you dig back in and get it back under 20, and it's like there's just, you can't dig that kind of hole in this matchup and expect to come out of it.
Want everybody to know that Sophie Fouch is okay.
She is, yes, and that was, the trainer cleared her shortly after. I mean, there's nobody that gives more effort than Sophie, and I mean, that's what caused her injury. I mean, she hit a pole 10 or 12 feet off the court going after a loose ball, and the trainer did a good job, got to her quickly, talked her through it, gave her time, got her to the bench, and she cleared her. For me, it was just not really any reason to push the issue tonight.
Let's talk about defense. Clark was able to, well, they were able to man you all the way. You were trying to change defenses and have the right way, but boy, we gave up some wide open shots in doing that.
We did, and that's I mean, we talk about those stretches offensively, but it snowballs and it becomes a defensive issue also, and you turn it over and then you're scrambling to get back, and you got people that are in spots that they're not used to being in, and when you have a breakdown in communication, you get two people in the same spot, and you get a ball reversal and you get open looks, and they did a good job making us pay for those mistakes tonight.
The positives. Hayden Barrier, I thought she played a good game. She was she had 15 points. I know we needed more points from her, but she played under control. Allie Dillon could not get shots. We couldn't get it to her on the three-point line. Savannah Jarvis, she missed a couple of shots early, but came back and played well defensively. Bailey Warner, I thought, had a little bit of a kind of a coming out party, and then I think I made the comment. It's like she said, guess what? I'm going to be playing this bunch for the next 4 years. I might as well go ahead and play, and really had not a bad game. And but again, boy, your depth factor is key, and Coach Graham, well, right off the bat, he was running them in and out on you.
Yeah, and that's, that's it. And we've used the depth that we've got. I thought there were spots where Laura Lee came in with a ton of energy, and I thought Reagan had a really good second half. You could tell that there were a lot of nerves there starting out, but I thought she did a really good job hitting ahead and transition and handling the half-court trap that they were in.
Now, you go into the draw, and there's the anticipation that we'll get a rematch of tonight next week, but there's work to be done.
Oh, sure, there is, and you got plenty of work to do between now and that possibility, and we'll have our work cut out for us regardless of how the pills fall Saturday morning. But the girls are going to take tomorrow off. I think a couple of us are going to make the trip to Northern Kentucky to check out that district final, because those are really the only two teams that we haven't gotten eyes on, right? Whether we've played them or not, we haven't seen them in person this season. So we're going to go up there and try to get eyes on Scott High and Campbell. And you can watch film all you want to, but until you see it in person, it's really hard to kind of put it into perspective.
Well, Coach, I'll pass these stats along to you. Clark had 70 field goal attempts. You only had 39. That's a huge disparity. Turnovers ended up 21-9. It was 12-6 at halftime. But 3-point field goals. They were 9-29. You were 1-7. That is a 24-point differential right there. And they were able to get good looks from the 3-point line, and your team struggled to get looks from the 3-point line.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how they do a good job of really loading up on the strong side of the floor. And they don't typically help from the strong side. And that's where your easier shots come from. It's when you're able to get that middle penetration and get the ball across that midline that you start getting some good looks. And we struggled to get there tonight.
Yeah. What's practice like? I mean, you're going to have a team to prepare for, but how do you run practice at this time of the year? And compared, do you change practice much from what you've been doing all year?
I think it's a very delicate balance, and you do need to get in there and compete and beat and bang a little bit, but at the same time, you've also got to be aware of legs and fatigue and making sure that you're not doing more harm than good by beating them to death on a daily basis.
We're looking out of the floor, and Clark County is taking pictures, and Sarah Byers is out there. And look at the physical size of that young lady. Wow.
She looks like a Division I athlete.
She does look like a Division I athlete, doesn't she? Well, Coach, it's been a great season. I mean, 21-8 right now. You look at those eight losses, and shoo, there are a few teams in Kentucky that wouldn't have had all eight of those losses that you have had, and you had some outstanding wins. And it's sometimes you when you get beat in a game like this, it's easy to kind of be down, but you have to keep your team right back up and get them going again.
That's right, and that's going into next week, and you can't, there can't be any type of hangover. It's got to be next game up, and we got to focus on what's right in front of us, and we're going to have to play well if we want another shot at this.
Hey, Coach Dustin. Coach, thanks so much for all of your time throughout the season. We really appreciate it, you always coming and sharing with us after the games and conversation before games. And, hey, this has been an outstanding year with plenty of adversity. I mean, you had potentially three starters that could have been with you tonight, and the three weren't. That's a tough right there. You put those three back, and who knows what would have happened tonight. But you have to roll with what you've got, and I think you and the staff have done an outstanding job in getting this team to this point and having the opportunity that they have. So good luck as you prepare for next week over at Bourbon County.
Thanks to both of you all. Talk about the time we put in. I know you all time and travel and energy and effort. I know this time of year for you all, the trainer asked Sophie what day of the week it was. I said, none of us know that right now.
Well said. I have to stop and think. Yeah, it is. It's only Wednesday, isn't it? Wow. Seems like it ought to be Saturday or something.
Isn't anybody on our sideline that could tell you what day of the week it is right off the bat. I guarantee you that.
Good luck Saturday morning. Hope the draw goes well, and we'll talk with you next Monday or Tuesday night over at Bourbon County.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dustin High, our guest. We'll wrap things up here at the Clark County Gym when we return in 1 minute.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Get a quick look at the final stats. Montgomery County 14 of 39, Lady Indians shoot 36%, Clark 26 of 70, 37%, but Clark made 9 of 29 threes, Montgomery County 1 of 7, Lady Indians 12 of 18 from the line, Clark was 7 of 10, Clark with a rebound advantage 39-35, and again turnovers 21 on the Lady Indians 9 against Clark County, and that's the way it went tonight, Ivan.
Well, and now it's time to get ready for regions, and I'm excited to be over at Bourbon County next week. And Wendy Mahana, the AD over there, is going to have everything set up. And, you know, they've always done a good job over at Bourbon County over the years when they host the district and the region. So we expect nothing less next week out of that. Should be a good experience. Lady Indians as a program has had some success in that gymnasium, winning some region titles. So, hey, maybe they can bring some of that good mojo back next week there at the rest day gymnasium. So I'm looking forward to how everything falls out. You know, you've got, again, like Coach Dustin High, we haven't seen Scott High in Campbell County this year. That district was hotly contested between those three teams in Brossard and Campbell and Scott. Scott had the only victory in the matchup between them and Campbell. It was closely contested, so that'll be interesting. I think whether you get the winner or the loser out of that district, much like in the 40th, that'll be a tough matchup. Be interested to see where Nicholas County goes, though. Nicholas County, you know, Bracken County, yeah, they might be able to because they've got Archibald, but Nicholas County is that team, I think, because of their experience at the All-A. You know, they've got the big game experience. You never want to count out Mason County. You just never know. Mason County is one of those teams you just throw up, and you don't know what team you're going to get. They do have some athletes on that team with Coach Paula Boozer, but I am really interested to see where Coach Letcher and Nicholas County ends up in that matchup, because I think because of Simon, she's special. Not to say Nicole Archibald isn't as a point guard, but I think Simons, because of her size and her skill set and how she goes about controlling tempo, could be a significant factor. Yeah, it'd be a big challenge if they got matched up with GRC. And I know Coach Letcher's like, I hope he's not wishing that for me to have to deal with the GRC team before the final game. But if you're a Montgomery County fan, you might kind of want that to be the matchup of a district winner if they're able to win their district against Pendleton County, which you would think they would be a favorite in that matchup.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Our thanks to you for joining us, and thanks to all of our sponsors for allowing us to be here and provide coverage for you. We'll follow you right on through the regional tournaments next week and state tournaments coming up the 2 weeks after that. So plan on keeping your dial right here on 1150 and 106.9 and online at WMST Radio. So until we join you next time, Ivan will be with you on Saturday morning for Sports Extra from the McDonald's restaurant on the North Maysville Road. And then we'll rejoin you for our next broadcast coming up either Monday or Tuesday night. Well, we'll have action Monday night. We'll have games for you coming up on 1150 from the Girls Regional Tournament at Bourbon County. And I hope you'll join us for those coming up on Monday night. We'll be with you throughout all the next 3 weeks. But for now, for Jeff West, our studio engineer, and Hayes McMakin, our executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks a lot for being with us. Again, it was Clark County 68, Montgomery County 43 tonight. We'll be back with you again. And don't forget, tomorrow night you can hear the Clark County Bourbon County Boys Championship game here on 1150 and 106.9 and WMSTRadio.com. Till next time, so long, everybody.
Been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.